simple things are the best things, aren't they? I know that's the greatest thing that you could ever know is that Jesus loves you.
Amen.
I can remember as a little child, and you know, sometimes them little things, you might grow in the Lord and you might get new revelations, but that is the dearest thing. So I'm saying
Amen.
Jesus loves me.
Hallelujah.
I remember singing the little song, I am so glad, that little song, even as
right.
a child, on Jesus loves me, this I know.
Amen.
And you know, that sticks with me, doesn't it? Because that's what's... If
Glory.
He didn't love you, nothing else would count. That's the
Amen.
Most important thing, that Jesus loves me. And that last verse said, Satan dismayed from my soul doth not flee when I just tell him that Jesus loves me.
Amen.
He wants to tell you that Jesus doesn't love you, but he's a liar. Jesus does love you, praise God. For God so loved the world,
Hallelujah.
He gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but
Amen.
Have everlasting life. And you know, it's wonderful because Jesus said, greater love has no man than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friends. And you know, Jesus calls us friends this morning. And he'd done the greatest sacrifice of all. He made the greatest sacrifice of all when he went to that cross, and not just for one nation, but for every nation,
Amen.
Every tongue, he gave his life for man,
Hallelujah.
For woman, for boys, and for girls on the Calvary's cross. You know, we also remember this time of year when our own people, family members, we all have perhaps family members, relatives, and even for those of our own nation and friends and relatives who had that great sacrifice also.
Amen.
And we praise the Lord for the bravery of those men. You know, although these things are temporal, but you know, if things had to go that way for the gospel to go forth, it's not right. Can you imagine if Hitler had got control, then the gospel would have been shut off. But look at the many thousands of people have been saved because of the way of God ordained things and the way God just put things into order. So let us pray this morning. And also, I'm going to pray for Donald Trump this morning. Don't be offended. I pray for Donald Trump. I hope Joe Biden gets overthrown and he doesn't get into the White House, for he's a baby killer. And you know what Donald Trump is trying to, what he'll enforce if he gets into power, is he believes that abortion can happen right up to the day before birth. He's a bloody man.
Yep.
With blood in his hands. And you know what? Some people think, as Christians, we shouldn't get involved in political things, but you know what the Bible says? The Bible says, to those that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is a sin. So if you have your power to vote for a man who's pro-life, and you abstain from voting, you're guilty of blood in your hands, because you had a position to do that, and you were able to help him, you didn't do it. And for people who vote for that, the blood in their hands. Somebody wants to vote for a man like that there, who's pro all the immorality that we see in the world today, and as Christians we ought to be opposed to all them things. And I know the end is coming, but you know, even, yeah, I was thinking about it this morning, whenever Jehoiakim was about to be sieged by Nebuchadnezzar, you know, he decided that he would release all the slaves. He said that whenever Nebuchadnezzar would come, he'd not find a slave in Israel. And you know, that thing pleased the Lord, but then he changed his mind. And whenever he came, the slaves were there, they weren't released, and it angered the Lord that he didn't do it. So it's good to know, if you know to do something good, even if you've done something wrong,
right.
It's not too late to make amends. Call on the Lord and ask for repentance. You know, the Lord, the Bible says he's saving mercy for thousands.
Amen.
And you think of all them babies. You know, Trump defunded millions of abortion clinics. And I know he's not perfect by no means, but tell me one man that is. There's nobody perfect. So I hope this morning that you'll join me in overthrowing this baby killer. I don't want it, because as Christians we ought to be opposed. The Bible says thou shalt not kill. So we ought to be opposed to the sacrifice, child sacrifice of Molech. This morning we don't want to be supporting that Babylonian religion.
That's right.
We want to introduce Sodom and Gomorrah as just as rife as you like. And we want to be opposed. Christians,
That's
we
right.
want to be opposed to it.
Amen.
You know what? Martin Luther didn't come out of the Catholic Church by going with the flow.
No
he
way.
Had to make a stand and call the Pope the Antichrist.
Amen.
Didn't he? Had to make a stand and nail those theses to the door and said, well, if the Pope is so gracious and infallible, why doesn't he save these people? Why are they having to pay indulgences? You know, it was all fake and had to take a stand and speak out against it. And that what we see, water shouted from the housetops.
Let's
not be afraid to tell
Amen.
It. And we ought to let our light shine more
Glory.
And more for the Lord. Let's bow our heads this morning, praise God. And we'll ask God's blessing on our service. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you this morning. Lord, indeed you are God.
Hallelujah.
And Lord, we know, Lord, that you love us, Lord. Lord, because you did give your only Son. Lord, you didn't give second best when you give Jesus. You give the very best. Lord Jesus, you withheld nothing, Lord, even
Amen.
As you commanded that the lamb that would be offered on the altar should have neither blemish nor spot. But Lord, Peter said, for as much as you're redeemed with, you're not redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold, but with the precious blood as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Lord, we're glad that precious blood of Jesus has neither blemish nor spot this morning. Neither had you blemish or spot in your body, Lord Jesus Christ, but you were the perfect ultimate sacrifice. And Lord, when your blood was shed, Lord, it reached to the very furthest parts of this earth, Lord. There wasn't a place, Lord, and there isn't a place, Lord, where perhaps the gospel hasn't went forth. But Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that in that blood, Lord, there is life. And Lord, we often sing the hymn, and a wonderful hymn it is. It says, power in the blood. There's power in the blood. Lord, we believe in that power in the blood, Lord. It regenerates men and women. Lord, there's no power in water this morning. There's no power in sprinkling this morning. But Lord, the power is in the blood, for the life is in the blood. And we give you thanks, Lord, that your life, Lord, was released for us on Calvary. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you drew us onto yourselves. Lord, and we who were dying, you gave life. Lord, you've come to give life. Lord, you clearly identified in the scriptures whose work it was to take life. You said the thief has come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But I am come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. So Lord, we pray this morning, Lord, for life. I pray, Lord Jesus, in a miracle, Lord, that you'll overturn this man bidden, Lord. Pray, Lord God, that they'll be exposed for the frauds they are. And Lord God, that you'll extend mercy, Lord, yet a little while. Lord, let us with the Spirit of Christ plead for mercy, for your word says that mercy has triumphed over judgment. I pray, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, that you'll indeed, Lord, restore power back to the man, Lord, whose true life, Lord Jesus Christ. And I pray, Lord God, that you'll show by your hand this thing has been done in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we know, Lord, the time is coming, Lord, and the end is near. And Lord, you're coming again soon. But Lord Jesus, until you come, let us continue to pray for those that are lost. Let us continue to pray for those that are dying. Lord, we sang the hymn just last week. Millions now in sin and shame are dying. Listen to their sad and bitter cry. Hasten, brother, hasten to the rescue. Here am I, Lord, send I. Amen. Lord Jesus, help us to be and have the Spirit of Christ. For your word says that you come to seek and to save that which was lost. Lord, there's many, Lord, that's lost this morning. There's many this morning that's sick, Lord. They're needing your help. They're needing rescue from you, Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you will indeed stretch forth your hand. Amen. And Lord, that men's hearts will be softened and not hardened. Amen. To reach forth their hand and accept grace in the name of Jesus Christ and accept mercy. Amen. Lord, we thank you, Lord, at this time also, Lord, for deliverance, Lord, through the world wars and through other battles. And Lord, we also think of the martyrs, Lord, who paid dearly with their lives that we might have the Bible, Lord. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for those men that took a stand down through the ages, who stood against Rome and stood against Babylon, Lord. We just pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you'll help us, Lord, to remember those sacrifices that were made. And Lord Jesus, help us, Lord, to be such men and women that we'll not be swayed, Lord, nor will not be, Lord, afraid to show our true colours, that will not be hiding, as the little song says, not to hide our light under a bushel, but Lord, let us shine brightly for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let us fly our flag high, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, let the enemy know where we stand in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, that we're for truth and we're for life. For Lord, you're for truth and you're for life. Lord, indeed your word says, I am come that you might have life and you might have it more abundantly. Lord Jesus Christ, we are opposed, Lord, to all that's contrary to you. Lord Jesus, we just pray, Lord, that you'll bless each head that's bowed in this service this morning. Amen. And Lord, even as we would keep our 2 minutes, Lord, silence this morning, help us, Lord, to reflect, Lord, on the great price and the great sacrifice, Lord, that was made, Lord, by men and by women alike, in the lovely name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, let us also remember and not forget that you made the greatest sacrifice of all. And Lord, indeed, Lord, salvation is only possible because of your sacrifice, Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that we have a gospel this morning. We thank you, Lord, that not only is it our gospel, it is the gospel of the everlasting covenant. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for a place to meet this morning in freedom, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we have got Bibles to read. And we give you praise, Lord, that we can with our mouth confess the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, we know that by believing in our heart, Lord, salvation is made. Lord, we just pray this morning that you'll help us as we sing. And Lord, we ask you, Lord, for each one that's here this morning, if any person has a need, Lord, something on their heart perhaps this morning, Lord, maybe something's not going well for someone in here this morning, I pray, Lord Jesus Christ, that you'll take that which is crooked and make it straight. Amen. For Lord, you specialize in things not impossible. And Lord, it's true, you can do what no other can do. Lord, you're the God Almighty. There's none beside thee, Lord, and nothing, like Jeremiah declared, is too difficult for thee. Lord, we bless thy name this morning, and we exalt it and honor it. And Lord, we say the truth, there's no name like the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that when you were on this earth, you went about doing good and healing all those that were oppressed of the devil. Lord, we are glad this morning, Lord, that we've took your name And we pray, Lord, that God, this morning now, that you'll help us, Lord, to worship you in spirit and in truth. Help us, Lord, not to have chains on us this morning, but,
amen.
Lord, let us be broken, set free,
hallelujah.
Lord. Lord, not to be worried about what the person sitting beside us think,
hallelujah.
Or whether we're going to be heard or not heard, or
amen.
How we look, or anything like that. But, Lord,
yes,
let us,
Lord.
Like the little course says, let's forget about ourselves,
amen.
And concentrate on you,
amen.
And worship Christ the Lord in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Well, we're maybe seeing a little course. It's a smaller effect. Let us stand on our feet. It has just turned 11 o'clock. Praise God. Well, we'll keep 2 minutes silence from now. Well, we are indeed grateful for all those men that loved not their own lives on death for our freedom this morning. I'm going to ask Terry if he can try and play. We've had a couple of requests this morning. Abide with me and Onward Christian Soldiers. Now, we've just seen it coming down, but unfortunately, Terry can't play Onward Christian Soldiers, but I'll be here tonight. And if you can make it, if you can make it, if you can sing it tonight, then we're always here. If we try and sing Abide with Me, Terry's going to play it for us all. And I don't think I can play it, Terry, so if you can just, if Monty can get us. Abide with me on the dancing. 7, 8, 7.
Remember those this morning that were a puppy, and you know, it's striking when you watch the different news stations, which ones don't wear them and which ones do wear them. And Brother Gary, I agree with what he said this morning. Biden's best mate's Jerry Adams. And my grandmother used to say, birds of a feather flock together. So as soon as you see Biden's company, you know who he is. They're both, they have a father, and the Bible calls him the devil. And that's who their father is, the devil. And you know, every man that's not regenerated, that's their father as well. Whether they believe it or not. Children of the devil and children of God. And if you're not born again, then you are really a child of the devil, stranger from the covenants of Israel. But we thank God for men and women that laid down their lives. And not very long ago in this country, in Inniskillen, as they went on a commemoration to do what we're doing, that they were murdered by the IRA. Innocent men and women and children, I think it was at least 12 that was murdered. And those men that murdered them never done a day in jail. And we have politicians still to this day in this country connected with terrorism and evil. And I tell you, I believe that as Christians we're to pray for those in authority. And we surely want the right people in authority.
Amen.
And the man says it's not over, it's over. So you don't know what's going to happen just yet. But whatever happens, we have to believe God is fully and completely in control.
Amen.
You know, the poppy grew on ground that was desecrated with bones and blood, where they thought nothing could do, and that's where your poppy grew from. And we're privileged. I don't think people realize how privileged we are. For a man like Martin Luther and other men that fought the Reformation, that we could have the Word of God and freedom.
Amen.
Now what I want to bring this morning, I felt to bring this, and then I decided I wouldn't. And I made no preparation for this, but I just kept believing. Every time I'd pray, I felt that God wanted me to bring this. I have so many friends and preachers, and I've heard them, and they're great speakers, but they don't seem to know who the Antichrist is.
That's right.
They don't seem to be able to identify him. Well, I tell you, we need to know who he is.
That's right.
And we need to be fit to identify him. And I want to show you from the Word of God, and I want to show you from the history of many denominations,
yes,
on a day gone by,
yes,
that they knew him.
That's right.
Who he was.
Yes.
And we need to know the day,
right,
who he is. So this morning I'm going to preach on who is the man of sin.
Yeah.
The Antichrist.
Hallelujah.
And we want to know who he is. And you young people need to know who he is.
Right.
And older people, don't be mistaken. Don't be looking for a Jew.
That's right.
Don't be looking for some man, like many people are preaching. He is clearly shown in the Scripture.
Amen.
In the Word of God, who he is. And you often hear me mention Spurgeon, another great man of God. Spurgeon says, when you take these Scriptures, if you give them to the good lawyer, there'd be no question in him showing you who the Antichrist is. The Church of Rome would be immediately arrested. And there's one man who would stand up and be pointed at. And we want to know who he is this morning. Thank God for those that shed their blood.
Amen.
And thank God we can wear a poppy in remembrance.
Amen.
And respect. And when you see people that's on live television that don't want to wear it, that tells you what flock they're from. They have no respect for the men that died. And you know there was Catholic and Protestant died in the war. Not just Protestant. Both died.
Amen.
And I tell you, both should respect, praise God. Also this morning I want us to remember in prayer the Mount family just over the hill here from Uncle John. They lost her mother. She went on. And I was friends with Jim Mount and Sammy Mount. Good friends of mine, you know, in our open air services. Them was the two men I talked about that used to hear the message every Sunday morning just over the hill from Bellacross. And they used to sit up in the pigeon shed across the fields. And that fellow was fit to tell me everything I preached in at Bobby's Yard at the open air services. And one of them took me to aside privately at a pigeon club not long ago, and he said to me, "I didn't hear you on Sunday." And I said, "No, we're back at the hall again." He says, "I'm missing the services." And he says, "I'm not just saying that, but," he says, "I'm telling you, it was powerful, some of the things he heard." He heard the gospel.
Amen.
So you don't never know what God can do.
Amen.
Let us turn to 2 Thessalonians. And the Lord bless each and every one this morning as we do turn to the Word of God. And verse 3 of 2 Thessalonians, and the Lord bless each and every one. "Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition." Let us bow our heads again, and if you have a need, lift your hand up to the Lord as we come before the Lord. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. Praise God. God bless you. God bless you. Heavenly Father, we do sincerely bow before you this morning in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ, thy beloved Son. We thank thee, as we've heard, for the price you paid with your precious blood on the cross 2,000 years ago. Father, we thank you for the lives of men and women that were shed on a bloody field so that we could have freedom of religion and freedom of the Word of God. Father, we do ask and pray you'll bless this gathering, and for the hands that's reached, you know every need.
Hallelujah.
Father, meet every need, I pray.
Thank you.
Come into this room by thy lovely presence of the Holy Spirit. Touch all of our hearts and lives afresh. Grant to thy servant wisdom and clarity of speech. May the words be clear and plain in Jesus Christ's name. Father, I pray for the Mount family at this time that you indeed will bless them and comfort them. And I pray for especially for those men I mentioned. Lord, save the two of them and save their families. Lord, acclaim them under the token in Jesus Christ's name. Pray, Lord, as well for the mission field, for all the requests that's come in, that you'll bless them, that you'll meet the needs of those without homes and without a place to sleep. Lord, will you grant provision for them? Bless all the brothers that's helping out and going forward in the field. And we thank thee, Lord, for the Bibles we sent that a brother received them safe. We give you the praise. Now, Lord, I pray again for my dad this morning, you'll touch him. And that your hand will be mightily upon him. In the name of Jesus Christ, pray for my sister Andrea as well. Lord, you'll continue to touch her and strengthen her and bless her. And for any others that need your touch this morning, Lord, will you heal them and touch them and deliver them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Now, Lord, I take the Holy Ghost to help me. And I thank you that you do. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. May be seated. Praise God. Praise the Lord. I want this morning for a moment, and I won't try and keep you too long, but I want to look at the history, the faith of the historic Christian churches. And many people have written books and they talk about the Antichrist, and
Greed and all the rest of it,
and different organisations.
It's all right if I turn this down.
But it's absolutely clear that the early churches knew who he was. And I want to read you some of these statements this morning. The great cloud of witnesses. Now the Bible tells us in Hebrews, we are encamped about with a great cloud of witnesses. And God has given us this morning a great cloud of witnesses so that it should be no mystery at all who this man is.
Amen.
The Antichrist. And you say, Brother Tom, why is it that you want us to know who he is? Why is it so important? Well, you know, we believe we're living in the last days. We've read from Thessalonians, there shall be a great falling away. It's a falling away when a nation that claims Christianity sits back while abortions are happening. It's a falling away when a nation that claims Christianity sits back while two women can get married and two men can get married. It's absolutely a perversion of the highest order.
Amen.
Such a perversion that God himself came down to Sodom and Gomorrah. He came to Abraham, sent two angels down to Sodom and Gomorrah to investigate.
That's right.
Now, God sent investigating angels before. And we know in the 20th century, let me say this, that God again has sent down investigating angels. And even just the other week, we heard of Brother John's testimony of the angels of the Lord. I believe this is all timely, that God wants his people to be awakened, to their eyes to be opened with eyeshall at this hour. For the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. And it's not time to be encamped or in bondage with false doctrine and with men that have a form of godliness but deny the power thereof. But we are to know the truth.
Amen.
And the truth will make us
Hallelujah.
Free. Praise God. Now we know that we believe God in our generation sent the spirit of Elijah. We believe that.
Amen.
We know that. And that was to turn our hearts back to the original apostolic faith, what the early church had. And we know that in the seals book, some people don't read it, but you ought to read it. You should have it. You should read it. The key of the whole book is identifying the Antichrist in every age. Now, if God went to the trouble to send the Malachi messenger, according to Malachi 4, 5, and 6, Matthew 17, 11, Luke 17, 30, Revelations 10, 7, and that's just to mention a few scriptures of the coming of that messenger. And if God would open them seven seals that the Bible tells us of Daniel and Revelation and many scriptures, they were sealed up to the end time. Now we're at the end time and they're open. So that we would know the truth. So that we would know the Antichrist. Why would we be brainwashed to something less of it?
That's right.
Or look here and look there and look yonder when we know exactly where we should look. Praise God.
Amen.
Let me read you this. These faithful witnesses all held the doctrine that the Church of Rome is the Babylonian of Revelations chapter 17. So when you read Revelations chapter 17, you're reading of the Babylonian harlot. Not only are you reading of the Babylonian harlot, but it's in your Bible in chapter 17, she had daughters. Little whores. That's what the scripture calls them. Daughters of the harlot. The Pope is the Antichrist prophesied in scripture. So I've told you it right from the start. You won't need me to fiddle about. There were no guesswork here. I've read books and you read and read and read and read and you never find the answer. But you'll have no problem here, I'll tell you.
Amen.
The Pope is the Antichrist.
Amen.
I'm looking nowhere else to no one else.
Right.
He fits the description.
That's right.
If we judge him this morning, he fits every description. He's a condemned man.
Tell the devil. Yep.
I tell you, he's condemned.
All
Now I want you to listen to this. Reformation worthies, Huss, Wycliffe, Luther, Zwingli, Calvin, Beza, Bozer, Knox, Furrer, Hopper, Lattimore, Ridley, Cromer, Fur, Bernards, Philippot, Beacon, Turner, Cartwright, Barrow, Jewell, Carwell, Lord Cobham, Hooker, Dent, Fox. This is just to name a few. I'm only giving you a few. These are men that if you read your history, see, some people don't do any reading. You should read. You should read about men that God used, women that God used. Yeah. These men, some of them are burned at the stake because they preached the truth. They burnt them. They burnt them alive. Swindley, Lattimore, read about them men, how they burned them. Which one of them was it, brother? He said, I'll start a fire of the dead and never go out. There. They burnt them alive. I tell you, that's what they got for preaching the gospel. We for freedom, we don't appreciate.
Right.
But what's happening today? We're not getting burned, but they're taking our freedom from another way, from a political aspect. We've been robbed of our liberty and freedom, and we're brainwashed and don't know it.
That's right.
And this COVID-19's all part of it, let me tell you. They're lining them up. There's a country at the minute. They've only 3 weeks' food left. And if they don't get the COVID test, they're refusing to give them any more food. Now you tell me, brothers, how that's right. That's coming close to revelation. They can't buy or sell. That's in the mark. And England, they're running down to get their COVID tests in England. And the soldiers that's carrying out the COVID tests in England, the sergeant was interviewed publicly. And he said, one in every five has speak. One in every five in the test to speak.
Amen.
You will show positive even though you haven't got it. One in every five. Now, I'm sorry, God doesn't work like that. God is not a God of guesswork.
Amen.
God's work is perfect.
Amen.
And God's true prophets, when they bring a word, it's right.
Amen.
It's not guesswork.
That's right.
Somebody said if Trump doesn't get in, all the prophecies are false. If they're real, he'll be in. And they're not real, well then they were false.
That's right.
Simple as that.
Brilliant.
God makes no mistakes. Now let me read you this. Post-Reformation worthies, and there's a whole list of these men. The Pope is the Antichrist, the faith of the historic Christian church is this doctrine. It's written into the historic creeds and confession of all those churches which held in their earliest days the Bible to be the sole rule of faith and practice. Do we claim that? We often claim the Bible as our sole rule of faith and practice, do we not? And let me say to the message churches around the world, they say we're back to the Bible. Is that right?
Yes.
Well then the Bible should be our absolute.
That's right.
Nothing else.
Amen.
It should be the Word of God. And if we go to the Word of God in these early movements, and remember, these early denominations were not like what they are today. They were ablaze with the fire of God.
That's right.
You go back to when Luther was a messenger in his age. We know that. God used that man. And you go over the world and there's churches still there today in the hundreds because of them. God used them.
Amen.
So what they had at the beginning was right. You don't throw it over the hedge.
Amen.
It's still the truth.
Amen.
If a truth is a truth, it always will be a truth.
Amen.
It doesn't become an untruth because it's outdated.
Amen.
The Word of God's never outdated. The Gospel's always up to date.
Amen.
Now, let me read you what the Anglicans say. And this is a far cry from the Anglican today. The Irish articles adopted by the Anglican, the Archbishops and Convocation of the Irish Episcopal Church approved by the in 1615 state Article 79. The power which the Bishop of Rome now challengeth to be supreme head of the universal Church of Christ and to be above all emperors, kings, princes is a usurped power contrary to the scripture and the word of God.
Right.
And contrary to the example of the primitive church and therefore is for most just causes taken away and established within King's Majesty, Realms and Dominions. Article 80. The Bishop of Rome is so far from being the supreme head of the universal Church of Christ and its works, its doctrines do plainly discover him to be the man of sin. Foretold in the Holy Scriptures whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and abolish the brightnesses of coming.
Amen.
The Pope says, now listen, the Pope says, don't go to Jesus, come straight to me. That's his own words. Not only does the Pope say, don't come to Jesus, come straight to me. Now you know the Word of God tells us, the Bible says that Jesus Christ is the only way. Neither is there salvation in any other name.
Amen.
Only
glory.
The name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
No Pope can save you.
Glory.
Only Jesus Christ can save you.
Hallelujah.
So the Pope saying, come to me. No.
Amen.
If he says, come, do the opposite.
Right. Amen.
I'm telling you, he's Antichrist. Now listen to this, Presbyterian, I'm sorry, but some of these places no longer hold to these truths. Presbyterian, Westminster Confession of Faith, paragraph 25, the 6th chapter. There is no other head of the church but the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Nor can the Pope of Rome in any sense be head thereof. For it is that Antichrist, the man of sin, the son of perdition, and exalted himself.
Absolutely.
Himself and the church against Christ that he has called God. Now I'm going to go into more detail in a moment about his name to show you that he says he is in place of the Son of God, the vicar of Christ on earth. In other words, I'm Jesus. That's what he's saying. Now Jesus says, if any other comes to say, lo, he's in the desert or the secret place, believe it not. Don't believe it. For as the lightning shineth down to the east, down to the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Congregational. Paragraph 26, chapter 4. There is no other head of the church but the Lord Jesus Christ, nor can the Pope of Rome in any sense be head thereof. But it is he, is that Antichrist, the man of sin, the son of perdition, and exalted himself in the church against Christ and all that is called God, whom the Lord shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Now these men in the 60s had no problem knowing who he was.
That's right.
What has happened between the 60s and today, 2020, is what I've read to you from 2 Thessalonians 2 and 3. There's been a great falling away.
Right.
And now they're all getting in. And oh, isn't it amazing? Now listen to this. Think of the heresy here. The Pope will not permit a priest to marry a woman. Yet he claims Peter's the first one, first Pope. And the Bible says that Peter's mother-in-law fell sick. So Peter was married. Now he claims he's a successor of Peter. But Peter was married, but the Pope won't let the priest marry. But here's a good one. He's married two women now. The man that won't let a man marry a woman will marry two women and two men. But he will not let a man marry a woman. Now, brothers and sisters, two and two's four. But you said, Brother Tom, yes, but brother, listen. People are following this.
That's right.
And our so-called Protestant churches today are daughters of the harlot. Many of them. They preach her doctrines and they copy her traditions.
Right.
Infant baptisms, three times of baptism, preaching the Trinity, three gods, false religion. And they preach it, people have flocked it.
Right.
And you tell them the truth. But one man said to me years ago, I come to hear, Brother McKinsey, you don't believe in the Trinity. I says, depends what you're calling the Trinity. I says, I certainly believe in the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit. One God in three offices. But I do not believe in three distinct separate persons and three gods. And I do not believe what you believe. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Which one's God then? Because you've named three.
Yeah.
God the Father, God the Son, that's two, and God the Holy Spirit, number three. Which one's God? My Bible tells me the fullness was in Jesus Christ. My Bible says Jesus said to Philip, him that have seen me, seen the Father. Why say it shows the Father? He that have seen me have seen the Father. God was in Jesus Christ in fullness. I believe Jesus is supreme deity. Not just deity, supreme deity. Many people, oh, Jesus deity, but they don't believe he's supreme deity. Now I'll tell you another thing. We'll hop around the message movements, and I'm going to drop this and make no apologies for it. There's a certain man which was in our meetings, and God let me see him as a Jesuit priest. You know who I'm talking about. That man claimed that he sat at the feet of another great man for 25 years, and because he made that statement, every door opened for him around the message churches in many places around the world. He then had it in his head that the message churches were all oneness, and he would fix them all and straighten them all out that triangle. So he then went about to discredit Jesus. That's what he actually done. He discredited Jesus to show he's just a man, but William Branham said he is a man, yet he is God. And you know, the woman came to him, she says, Brother Branham, you've made a mistake. And he says, how come, sister? And he says, you made Jesus to be God. And he said, praise God, that's good. That's what I'm trying to do. And she says, no, but he wept. He wept. Lazarus grieved. He cried. Wept. Lazarus grieved and cried and fell asleep in the boat. And he said, yes, sister, that's right. But when he stood up and said, Lazarus, come forth. And the man that was dead 4 days came out of the grave, that was God. Amen. When he stood up in the boat and said, peace, be still, amen, that was God. But you see, that's what's happened. Now, when anyone sets out to go and fix something, it's wrong to start with. I'm telling you. Because what you find out, what man set out to do that, and he preached a funeral service I was at, and a pastor's wife came to me and she said, Brother Tom, I'm really disappointed. I said, I'm sure you are. She says, look at the people here that's not saved. Yes, and this man had no message. Yes, no message of salvation whatsoever. And that's the biggest danger. When one sets out to fix the other, and I straighten them up and fix them out. And the gospel is lost. These men here and the Reformation movement did not lose the gospel. It promoted it. It brightened it. Can I say it like that? You understand what I'm saying? And we're showing the Pope as the Antichrist so that people will know you can't have him as your head or your leader. It is Jesus Christ as the head of the church. It is Jesus Christ as one only true leader.
Hallelujah.
And even the message that we believe God sent a prophet, we believe that. But that was to turn us to the Bible, to exalt Jesus, to praise Jesus, not to lift the man up. That man said, do not look at me. Look at the one I am pointing you to, the Lord Jesus Christ. That was his own words. Praise God. Let me read you about the Baptist. 1688, chapter 26, paragraph 4. The Lord Jesus Christ is the head of the church, in whom the appointed of the Father all power for calling, institution, order, government of the church is invested in a supreme and far a sovereign manner. Neither can the Pope of Rome in any sense be head thereof, but is no other than Antichrist. Now none of these men needed 20 pages to tell them. This is early in the readings, early in the chapters. But why is it today when you read a book that it goes on and on and on and on and you're almost guessing and they still don't answer? They're afraid to say who he is. Why is that? Because of political power. Because there's a falling away. There's a falling away. The Methodists. And I do like the old Methodists. I know they leaned a certain way, but that had to be. Yes.
because the others they leaned another way. And the two together fixed it up and brought you down the middle.
Yes.
Can you understand that?
Yes.
One was extreme run road, one was extreme your way, and you brought you sort of down the middle, right in the middle of the road. And I'll tell you, them early Methodists, they knew how to pray.
That's great.
Dancing around the church.
Amen.
Everything. I'm telling you. John Wesley on the New Testament, 2 Thessalonians, the scripture I've quoted. However, in many respects, the Pope has indisputably the claim, those titles he is. An emphatical sense, the man of sin. As he increases all manner of sin above all measure, and he is too properly styled, the son of perdition. As he has caused the death of numberless multitudes, both of the oppressors and followers, destroyed innumerable souls with himself, perishing everlastingly. He it is that opposes himself to be the imperial, once his rightful sovereign, that exalted himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped. Doesn't he sound like the fellow that said, I'll be like God?
Yes.
I'll sit on the sides of the north.
That's right.
Doesn't he sound like him? Well, he's his direct son.
That's right.
He's the direct son of Satan. The man of sin. Now you know what petition means. And the Bible says Judas Iscariot went to his own place. Because he was a son of perdition. That means hell. And you know there's men that will never be saved. They cannot be saved. Pharaoh was one of them. And the Bible says God raised Pharaoh up for that purpose. And people praying for the Pope to be saved. You're wasting your prayer. He's born a son of perdition. He's lost to start with. That's the truth.
Amen.
You might think that's a strong statement. That's the Bible.
It's a good strong one.
You know, Esau and Jacob, one of them sort of bitterly with tears, but he got no repentance for it.
That's right.
He passed the time for it. Soon as he goes in there and the smoke goes up, it's over. He had his choice up to that. Let's put it like that. Maybe there was a time he could have been saved, but he passed that time. And every man can pass the time of been saved. Every man and woman can grieve off the Holy Spirit too far.
Amen.
And grieve the Spirit of God away. And they put off salvation another day and grieve the Spirit of God and they'll end up, they'll never be saved. That's a terrible thing.
Amen.
Seek the Lord while he's near. Amen. Call upon him.
Amen.
Now, this is just a few thoughts for you this morning. Now listen to this, the term Antichrist. The Apostle John, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, gave the title Antichrist to the apostasy of Christianity. 1 John chapter 2, verse 18, 23. Take these scriptures. The term Antichrist. Now try not to be too long. And this is just a little tidbit. I've studied this a lot over some time back. And then I have a wee brown book that helps me along the way.
Amen.
And when you go and find it, you'll have trouble. Because a lot of people seem to get it off all places where you can buy it. They hear it. We used to have a big man in this country. And he knew who the Antichrist was. Didn't he?
Amen.
And they hated his guts.
That's right.
They hated him a passion. But yet God promoted him. And God blessed him. Now you know that's the truth.
Amen.
Little children, it is the last time, and as ye have heard, the Antichrist shall come. 1 John 2, 18, 23. Even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not off us. For if they had been off us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not off us. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know them, know it, and that no lie is of the truth. So the truth will never become a lie. Now pause for one moment. God will never change his status. How many remembers when I preached about five identifications of the true church? One of the things in that was the head of the true church was who? Jesus Christ. Now anything else that tries to take that position and be the head is Antichrist.
Right.
And this man openly says he is the vicar of Christ.
Christ on earth. Vicarious filii in place of the Son of God. The Son of God cannot, must not, never be replaced. He cannot be. Anything that will try to replace him is Antichrist. Any movement that promotes another is an Antichrist apostate movement.
That's right.
That's what it is. There's no question about it. When people turn you to images, statues, they cause you to do penance instead of repentance to the Lord Jesus, that is an apostate movement.
That's right.
If they get you to worship a picture, even if it's a prophet or anything, any single thing that takes away from Jesus, it is false and it's wrong. Jesus Christ is our supreme head, ruler, and he sent the thing to lead the church, the Holy Spirit. How many believe that? I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he that denieth Jesus is the Christ? He's Antichrist. Now when a man says, come to me, do not come to Jesus. You do not need to come to Jesus. Let's also deal with a couple of his children. Are you hearing me? His children are those that say there's other ways to come to Jesus. That's the children of the Father, the Antichrist. But he's not a child of God. If he was a son of God, he'd point you back to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit is sent for to what? Glorify Jesus.
Amen.
You and me should glorify Jesus.
Amen. That's
right. We cannot point to another. And a minister on live open debate of television that is questioning, can I get to heaven by another way other than Jesus? Oh, certainly, he has an apostate.
Amen.
That man's false.
Yes.
Don't waste your time to read his books or listen to the sermons. He's false and he's fake.
Amen.
Why would you waste your time with it?
Right.
He's already told you what he is. He's a denier of the Christ. The word of God says it. But he that acknowledges the Son hath the Father also. Amen.
Amen.
Now look at 1 John 4, verse 2 and 6. 1 John 4, verse 2 and 6. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God, every spirit that confesses Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. What about the spirit that brings a wafer before the church and performs the act of transubstantiation? Now for you that don't know what that is, that is a wafer that a priest takes out of a box that must be concealed and locked in a safe. This is true. He brings that wafer out of a box. He tells the congregation that that priest has a power invested in him from the Pope of Rome, that he can perform on the wafer the act of transubstantiation. That means he now has power to turn the wafer into the literal, physical body of Jesus Christ, and he re-offers Jesus. Hebrews is one of my favorite books, you know that. And the book of Hebrews tells us Jesus Christ was offered up once and for all.
Amen.
He can never be re-offered. No pope or no priest can re-offer him, remake him in any description. He is a lovely, blameless, spotless Son of God. They are Antichrist. And that is a work of blasphemy. And the person that eats that has taken them further from God. And that closer. We need to be praying for Catholics. I believe that.
Amen.
The Lord loves the Catholics. He wants to save them.
Amen.
Luther was a Catholic.
Yes.
We know many Catholics. They need to get saved. They need their eyes open from the darkness of Rome to the glorious light of the gospel.
Amen.
Of Jesus Christ. And if any of you listen in here and I have friends that are Catholics, I love you as a friend, but I cannot deny the truth. And the truth will make you free.
Amen.
Praise God. Look at verse 3. And every spirit that confesses
not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. It's not of God, and is that spirit of Antichrist. Wherefore you have heard that it should come, and even now, already it's in the world. We are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. They're of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We're of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. And it's not the very thing William Branham said. William Branham said this. He said, what's the evidence of the baptism of the Holy Spirit? It's not tongues. It's not speaking in tongues. Because the Jesuit movement infiltrated the Pentecostal movement because of tongues. And they learned to speak in tongues. Now you know that's the truth. How many knows that's the truth? Now that doesn't mean that we throw the tongues out. There is real tongues. And I'm not saying what the tongues they had were real. Obviously they were copied or faked. But there's real tongues. Right? But they did that. And William Branham got on their case and he said, I'm surprised if you so-called Pentecostals, calling the Pope Father. And they called the Pope Father and he rebuked them. And see, when he did, they didn't invite him up the next week and say, Brother Branham, you're wonderful, come and have a movement. No, they closed the doors. They put him out. And Jesus says, call no man Father, but you have one Father which is in heaven, Jesus Christ. And they made tongues the evidence. Now tongues is one of the nine gifts of the Spirit. William Branham says, if you can receive the truth, there's your evidence. Now when you give somebody the truth and they don't want it, and then they say, oh, I've got the Holy Spirit. All right, let's come down here and baptize in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, but my church. No, no, we're not asking about your church. We're telling you, Acts 2:38, repent ye therefore every one of you and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
For the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Oh, we wouldn't have that. Our pastor doesn't believe in such. He believes in Matthew 28. All right, we'll have a look at it. Go ye into all the world, baptize them in the name of the Father. That's the Lord. In the name of the Son, thou shalt call his name Jesus. That's his name.
Amen.
And the Holy Spirit is the Christ, the anointed Christ, the Lord. Amen. Jesus Christ. Father's a title, Son's a title, Holy Spirit's a title, the Spirit of God. The Lord Jesus Christ is the name.
Amen.
And people say, well, we've got the Holy Spirit and they don't want the truth. Isn't that right?
That's right.
And you hear about these conversions and they remain in a movement that's antichrist. How could people remain under what's false if they have the truth? How could I tell you to go back to something that's dead and God's left it? I couldn't. Well, such and the one was a great man of God and he did. Well, I'm not him. That's up to him. He might have done that. He might be what a brother preached one week. God uses certain things. We all know that. I'm not done with that. But I'm not him. You're not him. The Bible says, come out from amongst them.
Amen.
That's the Bible.
That's right.
Touch not, handle not the unclean thing.
Right.
David Nash was coming back on a plane trip and he met with a young woman on the airplane and he witnessed to her and she told him she was involved with a movement and they claimed they were Christians and they trained them to speak in tongues and operate gifts of spirit, but they weren't born again. Their lives, the fruit of their lives did not match the Bible. Many of them were living in adultery and fornication, and yet they operated gifts of spirit. You say, how could it be? For the rain falls and the just and the unjust. Didn't William Brown see the two men operating gifts? One of them was living with two different women and operating gifts. And the other one was genuine. Now, what I'll tell you where things went wrong. People took them statements and them individual things and they threw it all out. Is that right?
Yes.
They threw the whole thing out. Now you, I tell you what, if a certain car gave trouble and you've got one, walk home. Don't use her. That's what they're doing. They did. I bought a certain car. I remember a while back, my brother Timothy's not here, but he knows about it. I brought this certain model of a car. And I had this car and I went,
a certain man to serve with this car, and he said, oh my goodness. My goodness, you brought this certain car. He says to me, now this man was a mechanic, man, it wasn't you, brother. This was another man I used to go to. And he says to me, don't tell me you bought one of them. He says, there's one, and he says, they do this, and they do that, and they do something else. And oh, I tell you, brother, that's a fear to drive her home. But I ignored all that. And I never had a spotter on that car. The only thing was service, oil, and the normal. I put her over 100,000 miles in a short time. I never put a spotter on her. And a friend of mine one night, he had to go back home. He came to a place for me, he had to go back home. And he had a car that a lot of you people like in here, I won't name it, three circles on. They are a good car. But he drove one of them and he drives nothing else. But on this particular night, my car was there and he had no other car. So he took my car home. And he was surprised how well that old car man drove with the name it had. It wasn't allowed in the same breath. And he was surprised how well it drove. So you see, because somebody had tongues that were false and somebody the prophecy was false, that will never stop the real genuine movement and the real genuine thing. Common earnest is still the best guess. Don't ever be put off. I tell you, if you got a fake £5 note in your wages last week, hold your hand out on Friday again. Don't worry about it. Isn't that right? You see what I'm saying? We know there's false and fake and all them things, but they're still the real. Praise God. 2 John chapter 1 verse 7. 2 John chapter 1 verse 7. These are epistles of John. For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist.
Yes.
And then I tell you, those that I've mentioned this before, they don't believe there's a physical body in heaven. A good friend of mine rang me the other day to tell me about the movement around the massive churches that we're in the millennium. Now, you all know about those movements around the massive churches. They're not in the Baptist now. And they're not in the Free Peace, they're not in the Presbyterian, the Baptist, and Methodist. This is in the massive movement that has the ultimate light. Let's tell the truth.
Amen.
They believe we're in the millennium. Well, like the wee brother saying in Australia, Brother John knew him, and I met him. He took the fella down the next morning, he arrived at his house, and he says, I'm here to take you to the zoo. And the fella says, what do you mean? He says, I'm taking you to the zoo. And he says, brother, that's great. And he says, when I get you to the zoo, you're going into the land. And he says, brother, I couldn't go into the land. Why not? He says, you're going into the land because the Bible says in the millennium, that you can fit the land down to the land.
Glory!
The land will lie with the land.
Good
job. So tomorrow morning, we'll go to the zoo, and you can win with the land. But he didn't chance it. So he didn't believe his doctrine.
That's right.
He didn't believe his doctrine. I tell you, we're no millennium. You only think it's bad now. When the tribulation sets in, the Bible calls it the time of Jacob's trouble. A time the world's never seen before. All hell will break loose. And I tell you, it's not a time you want to be here. You want to go, and when a brother John makes it last, catch him up.
Amen.
You want to go and not be here, praise God. Now let me say this. It is well known that the whole dynasty of popes takes themselves the title Vicar of Christ. All the popes have claimed loudly, I am the Vicar of Christ. Pope Francis made a statement recently, you don't need to go through Jesus to get to God, come to me. So that means Pope Francis took the place of the mediator. He took the place of the one and only mediator, Jesus Christ. Now let me say this also. All the massive churches don't believe we're in the millennium, isn't that right? Only some. All of them don't. So don't say it's all of them, it's just a few of them, they're false. That doctrine's false. You know, some of them even baptized in the name of William Branham. You say that's a new thing. No, it's not. It was in the Bible. Paul said to baptize Nerians. And he says, I'm glad I baptized Nunnius. There's only one name to baptize in.
Amen.
That's the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
So because things are false, don't let it put you off the real thing.
That's right.
Because somebody had a dinner last week, didn't taste good, you have yours today and ate it. Pray over it and ate it.
Yes.
not to put you off, but there is a lot of stuff out there that's false. The Apostle John stands the leader of apostate Christianity, the Antichrist. We've read that. The papal title is the key which unlocks to us the true mystery and character of the papacy. Antichrist is a Greek word, vicar. Listen to this. Greek word, vicar. And the English word, the words are synonymous. They have exactly the same meaning, Antichrist. Translated into the English is vice Christ or vicar Christ. Vicar Christ rendered into the Greek is Antichristos, which equals Antichrist. The ordinary use of the word in the Greek is decisive on this point, so every time the Pope claims to be the vicar of Christ, he is pleading at the bar of the world's opinion, he is indeed the Antichrist. He sits on a chair. Vicarius Filii Dei in the writing of his own chair. He sits on the seven hills, Revelations. Everything about it fulfills this Bible in Revelation 17. And you know America's Revelation 13. America's Revelation 13 rolled to Revelation 17. This is the most up-to-date book of the world, the Bible.
Hallelujah.
It shows you the whole thing.
Amen.
Praise God. Now I'm not claiming I'm a Bible teacher, I'm not. But there is good men that are. But I'm just showing you a few little tidbits, let's say, like that. And I hope that you'll get something. Praise God. Antichrist poses as a true representative of Christ, not Christ's enemy. Now think of that. He poses as a true representative of Christ, not the enemy of Christ. The Muhammads don't even do that. They're honest. You know they're not for Christ. You know the atheists against God? And Buddhism, they're against God, they're not for God. All these other religions are not as false as the Antichrist. Because they are telling you what they are. You know what they are. They're against Christianity. They're against God. But the Antichrist is saying, here I'm Christian. We're a Christian movement. We're Christians too. Doesn't everybody call themselves Christians? But a Christian's a follower of Jesus Christ. You cannot be a follower of Jesus Christ and a follower of the Antichrist. That's two Christ. There's one real Christ.
Amen.
Amen. He's the anointed Messiah. The real Christ. They don't lie about it. They tell you the truth. They openly declare themselves haters of the Lord Jesus Christ. They wear no mask. Therefore, they are not Antichrist. All the religions on the earth, Romanism, the only one which meets all the requirements of the biblical prophecy, as we shall see, popery alone exhibits all the features of the Antichrist. If we allow ourselves to be guided by the Holy Scriptures, the facts of history and Pope's own claims, then we will be forced to the conclusion this indeed is Antichrist, Pope. We must therefore study the parallel between Christianity and the papacy, our Lord Jesus Christ, and the popes along the entire line of their careers. This lie of vice Christ or vicar of Christ missiled the whole world and is still doing it. Still doing it. And now everybody writes their books and tells you they're looking for the Antichrist and he's there and they don't even know him. And you remember when a prophet of God said, don't fear communism, it's Romanism. Amen. Amen. Romanism. And I tell you something, you know America's heavily infiltrated. Now if you want a real good book, it's deep reading, it's hard stuff. The Vatican's Billions by Iroh Manhattan. The Vatican's Billions. And it takes the covers off the whole thing, how America was infiltrated by the Jesuit movement. And I tell you, there's so many things infiltrated by the Jesuit movement, and that movement does not come in like Buddhism or Mohammedism. It'll come in, oh, what do you believe, brother? Oh, well, brother, I believe that as well. And there are a couple of things in common, and they're in with you. And do you know Pastor Sean? I do, certainly. Well, you know, I sat under his feet for 25 years. Boy, you must be some fella then. If you sat under his feet, he's a powerful man. He's one of our head men. And I tell you, if you're his right-hand man, we have you, even if I never heard a word you said.
That's it. Get it.
What are they preaching about?
That's right.
What's coming out of their mouth? People say, I believe the message, and you hear them preaching, then you go home and you get the actual message that God sent.
Yes.
And hear it.
Yes.
And hear theirs, and the two's not the same.
Right.
another moment. I'm only going about 5 more minutes. 10 past, then closing. Because we started early. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 11 and 12. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but a pleasure in unrighteousness. Praise God. Antichrist is the enemy of Christ under a mask. That's Antichrist. Everything about him is false. Everything about him is fake. A man that stands up before the billions in the world openly and audibly and says, you do not need to come to Jesus to get to God. You can come by me. He's fake.
That's right.
Like a pastor of a church. I heard a pastor in Africa. I heard it unrecorded. And I knew him well, and I knew his voice. And he said to the people, have you been sick and suffering? And they all said, yes, brother. Amen, brother. They were sick and suffering. And he said, have you tried the name Jesus and it never worked? And some of them was amening him. And then he gave his name out. And he says, try this name. And it was his own name. Now, if any proper deacons or elders had been in that church, he should have been put out the door. And I'm telling you this here. Somebody that goes that far needs put out. That's beyond the limit. I'm not saying we have to agree in every weak thing, we won't, but that's Antichrist. For a minister to say, take my name in place of the name of Jesus, that's Antichrist. And the Pope's doing that. And they're all going to run to him. And they all want their photograph taken with them. Isn't that the truth? But it's Jesus we want.
Amen.
Amen. It's the Lord. If a man or a woman comes in the service and they want to be saved, I don't say to them, call my name or Brother John's name. I will tell them to call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Romans 10:9.
Amen.
Then the last days, whosoever shall call on the Lord shall be saved.
Amen.
That's the name. But this boy wears a mask. The enemy of Christ, he's under a mask. And isn't it amazing? We're under a mask today. The whole world's under a mask. Isn't that the truth? Did anybody in this room read the statistics of a mask? Some masks are about 8% good. Out of 100, that's not a lot. I'm sorry. It's not very much out of 100. 8% is not a lot. So if you're dependent on a mask, and I'm not saying don't wear them. We have to do it by these laws. All right. I'm not saying don't do it. But I'm telling you that's not what we're depending on.
Amen.
We're depending on the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is our protection.
Amen.
Not a mask.
Amen.
We appreciate all these things. But this boy here is under a mask. Now when somebody's under a mask, it is to disguise who they really are.
That's right.
You meet people today and you don't know who they are. You're up close, you know.
Right.
Under a mask, isn't that right?
Right?
When you see, that's the thing with this boy here. He's under a religious mask. But God exposes him. The Holy Spirit exposes him.
Amen.
The Scriptures expose him.
Amen.
Because he points to himself and not Jesus Christ. He is exposed.
Amen.
As the Antichrist. We must establish that this system depicted by Paul in Roman apostasy, and that Paul is speaking of the same system of which the prophet Daniel prophesied before Paul, and the apostle John prophesied after Paul. This is no point of speculation. The most vital prophecies of God's Holy Scripture are involved. We must either establish that Daniel, Paul, and John are speaking of the papacy, or confess that the Reformation and the Protestant churches, which have came into being through it, are fighting all along under a mistake, but they're not. What else was said? You know, brothers, where they celebrated the Reformation, they did the wee booklets. How many got one? Most of us got one. Wasn't it wonderful? And you know the Pope said that he'd done away with that. Did you know that? That the Pope said openly that he has defeated the Reformation movement and attacked. Now, when I say Pentecostal, you know they're not really. How many of you agree with me they're not really Pentecostal? If somebody was really a Pentecostal, like the Bible calls, like William Branham called, then they don't fit that. How many agrees with that?
Right.
So when I say that, I'm talking about the system, not the actual thing. How many knows what I mean? But this man, a top man, I've named him here before, Brother Yo Mosimo. He stood in a pulpit and he blasted the Reformation. And he said, we're now defeated and we're now back in union with our Catholic brothers and sisters. That's what he said. Now, brother, I'm in union with my Catholic friends when they're born again under the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm in union with them under the blood of Jesus Christ. But I'm not in union with them in any other way, only the blood of Jesus Christ. Except the man is born again.
Amen.
He cannot see the kingdom of God.
Amen.
One must be born again to see the kingdom of God. And we cannot be in union with that thing. How can two walk together except they're agreed? We cannot be in agreement with someone that's false and fake. And I want to stress, and I'm closing. How many believe in the real Pentecostal?
Amen.
What people blast Pentecostal, not the real thing. There's the real Pentecostal, like the Bible Pentecostal.
Amen.
The real Pentecostal. We believe in that. The real Pentecostal power. And the real, genuine Holy Spirit. You know what the real Holy Spirit does? Leads you into all truth.
Amen.
The real Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
So you see, that man claims Pentecostal and he takes you away from the truth. You know that's not the Holy Spirit. He has a name that he lives, but he's dead. The real Holy Spirit says you don't need any man to teach you, but the Comforter, he's your teacher, he's your guide. Is that right?
Amen.
John's Gospel tells us the real Holy Spirit. So we know this morning who the Antichrist is. Do you know him now? Now, just give you some highlights. So many things I could say about it. But I trust this morning, and when we look out, somebody said to me, if this man gets in, America's finished, it's over. And that can be true in certain ways. It is true, perhaps. But I'm going to tell you something that might shock you. I believe there's more to happen yet. Listen to me. I really believe there's more things to happen yet. And I believe this thing's going to get a lot worse than it is. And even this country here, we never ever thought. When I was a wee boy going to school, two people to go out publicly, fly the flag, you know what I mean, with a rainbow, and proclaiming sodomy, it was unreal. You would never have thought of it. But today, they'll put it right in your face. Look at these brothers when they preached on the streets, and they came right up into their faces. You know, it was like Sodom and Gomorrah, wasn't it? And the Bible tells us, as it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, so shall it be. Let's stand our feet. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we just thank and praise you that you are in control. Though the God of this evil age might be going about roaring like a lion, seeking whom he may devour, we have a Father in heaven. And Lord, you said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee.
Amen.
And you said, the true church, the gates of hell, shall not prevail against her.
Amen.
And we thank you for the genuine Holy Spirit, the genuine Pentecostal experience. We thank you for genuine tongues, genuine gifts of the Spirit. We thank you most of all for this Bible, for the Word of God that's been fought against for years. But we thank you, we have this book. And we know that the truth shall make you free.
Amen.
And Lord, you are the truth.
Hallelujah.
You are that truth, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
And that truth makes us free. And when we receive your Holy Spirit, we have received the Spirit of truth.
Amen.
And that Spirit of truth, you said, will lead us and guide us into all truth. And ye shall know the truth.
Amen.
Oh Lord, give us the truth. Help us to know the truth. May we use the plummet line of the Word of God to expose error. And may we know the truth. May we see an Antichrist and an Antichrist movement exposed with the truth. Father, bless your children. Give them strength. Give them grace. Those that need your touch, may you touch them and heal them.
Hallelujah.
In the name of the Lord we pray. Father, bless this service. Bless those that will tune in. May they not misunderstand. May it not be like reading some sort of a book with no end.
Amen.
Guesswork, but may we know plainly and
Hallelujah.
Strictly that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, and there is no other besides thee.
Glory.
You alone are the one and only way of salvation. You said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Help us, Lord, to lift your name. Help us to be faithful to lift your name in the gospel service this evening as we come. Help us to lift your name, and may people get saved and healed by the power of God. Now bless each one as a brother comes. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen. God bless you, Brother Gary. God bless each one. We'll be here again 4:30. Come along. Praise God. Those that's well and fit and able, and you all are. Come along. Amen. And the Lord bless each one. Let me just say, come ahead, brother. Come on ahead. Next Sunday morning, Brother Mark will be preaching. The following Sunday, Brother Gary will be preaching. Now, I'll keep you posted with this because it's hard to remember it all. This is all the Lord willing, and the Lord is willing. That's the thing
Amen.
About it.
Amen.
You'll be preaching then after Brother Gary, then a Brother Ian again, a Brother Samuel, and then Brother John, and we're back round again. But it's a good opportunity in the morning service to get the brothers that preach. Now, I want to say, if there's a brother feels he has a word that I don't ask, I want you to come to me, and I'll give you a chance to share a word from the Lord, the scripture, whatever's on your heart. If you feel led to do that, we want to be as open to God as we can. I don't want nobody hindered. I want everyone to go forward and have an opportunity for the kingdom of God. God bless each one.
Sing not him first of all, the earth besides.
Hallelujah.
Jesus of all unto thy bride. Fullness divine in thee I see. Wonderful man of Calvary.
There is the ball, the earth besides. Jesus of all unto thy bride. Fullness divine in thee I see. Wonderful man of Calvary.
Thank you again for this time, Lord, of fellowship around your word.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we can sing the songs of Zion, Lord.
Amen.
The psalmist David said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Amen.
Who hath redeemed us out of the hand of the enemy. Lord,
thank you, Jesus.
We said in thy word that the thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and to destroy. But you said, I have come that you might have life.
Yes. Hallelujah.
That you might have it.
Hallelujah.
Lord, you will tell us in your word that he that hath the Son
hath Hallelujah.
He that hath the Son hath life.
Amen.
But the wrath of God abideth in him. Lord, we do thank you, Lord, that you came. You came for one purpose, but to seek and to save that which was lost.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we thank you that you made full provision.
Yes, Lord.
Across the cross of
Calvary. Amen. Amen.
Lord, your word says that the handwritingness, an ordinance that was against us, you nailed it to
thank
the cross.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we just thank you for the cross. We thank you, Lord, that the little song says, I have a song that the world can't give. And the world can't take away. Lord, we're glad that you get. The psalmist David even said that the Lord hath put a song in my mouth.
Amen.
Even praises unto our God.
Amen.
Lord, we just thank you for Calvary. Yes. We thank you for that precious blood.
Amen.
And we pray now, Lord, part each one with your blessing that makes rich and adds no sorrow. We just say now, Lord, have your way in each of our hearts and lives.
Yes.
In the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Lord bless you all today. We'll sing a little chorus. Born again, there's really been a change.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Lord bless you.